We're talking to Joe Lagon. Let's talk about some songs on the project. There's a song called Rain on Me. Tell us about that.
I love that song. A few years ago, I heard Bishop Paul Martin do a song about rain. And I said, I'll be glad when I can sing a song about rain, good rain, a rain that rained down blessings, rained down peace, rained down love. So when the producer brought the songs that people had submitted to him, I saw Rain on Me in there, and I listened to the demo. And I said, oh, and if you notice me on the CD, I'll say, oh, I love this one, Rain on Me. So it means what it means. Rain on me, rain down success, rain down love, rain down joy, rain down peace, rain down understanding, rain down hope. There's so much you can sing about and say when you're asking the Lord to rain on me. So that song, that's what it tells people.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, let it rain on me. Good rain.
Good rain.
The rain.
There's another,
out of rain.
And there's another song called Amazing Love on your project. How about Amazing Love?
Amazing Love is a love that won't stop. A love that you have that stays there. Amazing love for your fellow man. Even though they might not love you, you got to love them anyway. That's what's amazing about it. When the Bible tell you to love your enemies, and if you don't have amazing love, you're not gonna love your enemies. When you see one coming, you're gonna cross the street or try to go the other way.
Mm-hmm.
If you think that he is a person who doesn't like you, but another thing I look at when we sing about amazing love, because I think it's one of a lot of us singing that together, and then every now and then a lead singer, I got two other singers beside myself, will take a part.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing love also comes from above. God's love is amazing. You got to look at that, because he loves us regardless. He loved the just as well as the unjust. He lets it rain on the just and the unjust. Good thing, good rain. He let the sun shine on the just and the unjust. So you can say God's amazing love. And that's what we were trying to say in that song.
The song, It's Already Done. What were you trying to do with that?
Oh, man, I love that one. I'm glad you asked about that one. Things that, when I heard that one, I felt real good, too, about, like I did when I played the demo on Rain on Me.
Uh-huh.
It's Already Done. It's something, it explains this. You are myself. Can pray about something, ask God about something, and it might not happen right then. And you might not feel that it's going to happen at all.
That's true.
But you got to look at it like this. When you need it most, it happens. And that's why the song says you may not see it right now, but it's already done. That song did a lot for the whole group when we recorded it live in Dallas, Texas. Then we went in the studio to clean it up. And each guy in my group could relate to that. They said, man, you know, I prayed about stuff. I'll ask God about stuff. And didn't have him like, you know, they say he may not come when you want him, but he ain't never late. He's always on time.
Always on time.
Man, I've been through situations, and I prayed about them. And just seemed like it wasn't going to take place. It wasn't going to happen. And then out of the clear blue, there it is. And that's why the songwriter, that's what he was thinking when he wrote that. You may not see it right now, but it's already done.
And finally, there's a song. Did you have a good time doing Bring Your Own Praise, BYOP?
I was a little leery of that one.
Oh, okay.
I'm being truthful. The music was, but now that kind of music is going on.
Yeah, but that's kind of different for the clouds.
It's different. It is different, and I'm gonna tell you, it wasn't no luck up. The producer, that's where he was coming from. He said, I want you guys to do something different. You've been out there a long time. People look for you all to do different things. He said, let's do this song, and let's put the beat in there, and let's don't make it too traditional. Let's kind of up-tempo it. Y'all did songs like Man Got to Make and Ride His Own Mighty Clouds of Joy. Y'all recorded with the musician that played for Hal Melvin and the Blue Notes, the OJs and all those people. We had the Philadelphia Sound on one of our CDs some years back. I don't know if you remember that. And we used the same musician that played on all those Philadelphia groups.
Oh, okay.
Gamble and Huff. I saw them on TV the other day. They was interviewing them and talking about all that music. And when the guy brought BYOP, he said, we want to project like it's a praise party. And everybody got to bring their own praise. You know, you don't come in sitting around looking sad. Everybody feeling good and clapping their hands and jumping up and doing that dance and praising and worship, and you sitting over in the corner like you at the wrong place. So it's BYOP, bring your own praise. But when I heard the track,
mm-hmm.
we sang, when I listened to the track, I said, wow, it's a little out there.
Yeah.
But once we recorded it and the producer put it together and stuff like that, it's different, but it's something that the clouds would do.
Definitely, definitely. Our guest, Joe Lagon, legendary Joe Lagon, Mighty Clouds of Joy. Always a pleasure talking to you. And may God continue to bless you, the clouds, your project, your ministry, and everything you put your hands on. Thank you.
Thank you so very much, and I appreciate you allowing me this time to talk to you about our music. I appreciate it very much, and may God bless and keep you, and hope to see you sometime soon.
Sounds good. Our guest, Joe Lagon, Mighty Clouds of Joy on Star 94.1.